Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back. The Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Grab your favorite color crayon and jot that down on the refrigerator or the garage door or whatever it is you've got to do. 603-283-6160. If you want to participate. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. But in the studio, it is myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And it's Ian. And we've been talking about all sorts of fun things. I have another thing that I want to talk about. But first, let's go to Rusty, who's calling from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. I just wanted to chime in about Biden coming out and saying federal employees will likely need to be vaccinated or face more restrictions. Good for the Postal Workers Union fighting back. I wish American Federation of Government Employees would do the same. They're kind of in a holding pattern currently. But the way they're rolling this out just is ridiculous. They don't take into account natural immunity, which a sitting senator, Rand Paul, has said he doesn't want to get vaccinated because he has natural immunity. If you had it, you shouldn't be treated as if you have you're susceptible to it, or you're like someone who never will have it or who has never had it before. But it just seems backwards to kind of implement it and roll it out. They're trying all these incentives rather than winning the debate, saying this is why you should get it. They want to give you incentives and just penalize you if you don't.
Rusty, let me ask you, are you vaccinated?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I kind of do some government stuff. I help FEMA at one of their vaccination centers. I had COVID earlier.
You did? Okay.
I had natural immunity. Yeah. So I went to the vaccination center. I just had to get, and I worked there to help other people get vaccinated if they wanted to.
Well, the official line is now that a natural immunity isn't good enough. They're telling everybody that's already had COVID they should get a vaccine too. That is now the latest propaganda that's starting to spread.
I must have missed that because that's one of the things I've been saying for, well, I mean, a year or so now. Like, I had the COVID. Nobody ever talks about what, you know, people who got the natural immunity, you know, what's going to happen with that, with vaxports and, you know, all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. They never talk about that. That's interesting news to me.
Yep. That's what was on the news last night, and that's the latest propaganda.
Doesn't even make any sense. It's like this virus just follows laws that no other virus ever has.
Even though I think there was another story that I meant marked for show prep, I think it was like 75% of an outbreak in Boston, 75% of those people were fully vaccinated.
Yes, I've read the same thing from a couple of different places, not just Boston,
but
other places. Well, California, there was somewhere else that I can't remember now.
But yet they want you to believe that getting the vaccine somehow helps. I'm sorry, I don't see it.
And like the story we covered with Aria, me and Ian, the other day, people who are vaccinated are apparently mad at the unvaccinated, saying it's their fault that there's a spike in cases, you know, whatever that even means. It doesn't mean anything to my life. Yeah. I haven't seen anybody getting it recently.
The obedient are always mad about the disobedient. The people who get licenses are always mad when somebody's, you know, without a license.
They served a sandwich without a license. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Especially the people who already have a license, which is why you usually have business owners that have licenses snitching out people that don't.
Yeah. Rusty?
Yeah, just kind of tail in on that a little bit. There's really no incentive if you're a federal employee to get vaccinated because you're still going to be required to wear a mask if you go in any federal building, and you're going to have to technically they say you don't have to social distance, but what kind of perk is that, you know?
Well, the incentive is going to be that they're going to be able to keep their jobs. That's the incentive. You're going to get fired if you don't get it.
Seems to be coercive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying that. Hopefully someone will stop it. It seems un-American. We're supposed to be the land of the free.
You don't believe that, do you?
Supposed to be, yeah. Well, I did. I, What is it? I want to be the America that Hong Kong thinks we are. You know, people think we are in the protest.
Yeah. Just remember
the I want to be.
Just remember, Rusty, the R is silent. Land of the Fee. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
Land of the Fee. That is... There is nobody else besides me that should decide whether or not I get a vaccination against something. I don't get how this is so hard for the general population of human beings to get through their frickin' thick
skulls.
Look,
Captain, it's for the general good. Don't you care about people?
What's the general good?
What we say.
What who says?
We, those who are going to force you.
See my point?
Yeah. That's what they're talking about right now, is there's a bunch of opinion pieces out there about how it's time to start forcing vaccinations because not enough people did it, quote-unquote, voluntarily.
They said the same thing about masking. Oh, we have to force masking on everybody because not enough people did it voluntarily.
I can see how they would force vaccinate people, like grab them, hold them down, and
That's exactly how they'll do it.
But how could you force mask someone and make them not take it off?
Well, you know, mandating masks and that kind of thing.
They're still spreading the idea that if only everybody would wear masks for 2 weeks, then there would be no one would have to get a vaccination. No one would have to get, so on and so forth.
There's still no evidence that masks did anything at all to the trajectory of the spread of the COVID virus. There's also...
If anything, it spread it further because people were constantly touching their masks and then touching other things and so on.
And that's just crazy to me because I lived in San Antonio where, you know, there's 1.6 million people and I saw like 100% compliance for months and months and supposedly there's still COVID, so that's not true. If everyone wore a mask for 2 weeks, that's not true.
I mean, with any other... illness of this kind, you know, one where you have almost a 100% chance of recovering, there'd be no discussion. Prior to COVID,
times have changed.
If something like this came about, like, oh, some weird strain, some new illness that humans are getting, you know, I know we like to call it a version of the flu here. At least that's kind of, because that's the closest thing I can compare it to. Having had it, that's the closest thing I can compare it to. It was different. I've not had a flu that behaved in this way as far as symptoms are concerned, but the symptoms are very flu-like.
Well, they couldn't test for the difference because all of a sudden the flu went away in 2020, which of course is BS.
They still can't test because I don't know if it was covered here on Free Talk Live, but the not only the PCR test, but whatever, there was another sort of a test. They've both been deemed as inaccurate.
Oh, really? I heard about the PCR. I didn't know there was another one.
And so they're supposed to be pulling back on those tests. And what are they going to use now? Well, they can't use the PCR if the PCR is inaccurate, which, of course, gives you false numbers, which, of course, affects all of their reporting in hindsight. But, of course, most folks only hear the television narrative. They only hear what's been said to them by their TVs. They don't hear about the fact that, like, hey, the PCR test doesn't work. It's inaccurate.
Right.
Right, they don't hear about that, especially after we're a year and a half into
that test that they based all of the policies off of. That test, inaccurate.
New science.
Yeah, that is what they're referring to now. Mm-hmm. New. It's not the science. It's new science now.
The new science.
The new science.
These scientists, they know. The other scientists that disagree with them, you're supposed to ignore them.
Yeah. Well, here's a scientist that's done a whole bunch of research. Silenced.
Mm.
Never hear from those guys again.
Yeah.
Because it goes against their narrative. Speaking of science, or the science, or even new science for that matter, do you guys, if I said Soylent Green, do you have any idea of what I might be talking
about? I've never seen the movie, but I do know that it's people. Spoilers!
No spoilers at all. I also have never
seen
the movie.
Isn't that a spoiler? That's a spoiler for that movie, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is for the movie. Sure.
Okay.
People,
okay.
What do you mean?
It's people.
It's people. It's more than that, it's people eating people.
It's a thing that people ate in this book or movie or whatever it was.
It's called Soylent Green, and it was made of, well, other people.
Right.
So, yeah, they made this thing called Soylent Green, served it to everybody to, you know, survive and get by, and it turns out that it's people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now that we're all clear on Soylent Green, this from Reason.com. Adding a human gene boosts crop yields by 50%.
Wait, like plants?
Adding human gene boosts crop yields By 50%.
Yes.
Plants.
No.
Crops.
I thought I could avoid eating humans in McDonald's if I just ate plants.
I'm okay with it. I'm going to disagree with Bonnie on this one.
The technique could potentially help address problems of poverty and food insecurity at a global scale. We'll talk more about this and why I'm calling it Soylent Green.
All right.
Here on Free Talk Live, coming up. 603-283-6160.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The number in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Bonnie and Coconut.
And Ian.
Oh, we don't have a mic for Coconut.
He doesn't talk much.
No, he's giving me that look, too. Like, I don't need a mic, bro.
That's the studio dog, Coconut.
Yes, studio dog in the house. We're going to talk more about what I'm calling Soylent Green, but before we do, I want to tell you that the Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date of May 2022. They are preparing defense of their liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency by setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. That cannot be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We're not backing down. Are you going to stand with us? TheCrypto6.com.
That's good writing. I don't know who did that, but...
I believe so that is one of the Crypto Six. So if it wasn't you...
Okay. It wasn't me.
Yeah, it would certainly be Aria.
I always thought it was you, Captain, because doesn't your voice say it on the commercial?
Just because the person reads the thing doesn't mean they wrote it.
Yeah, that's actually a previous version as well, the one that's... Yeah. We did update it, finally. I mean, we had an outdated one for, I don't know, a week or something, but... we did update it, so the freshest one is still there. We'll have to update it again, hopefully. I hope. Like, I really don't like doing rework when you do a piece of work and then you have to do it.
Yeah, the same way.
But in this case, I'd be happy to do an updated version if that means that...
If nobody is released, or when, hopefully, nobody is, our co-host, nobody is released from jail. Who's been there now for over 4 months, I believe, at this point, on these total BS charges... The good news is last week was actually a week ago today that was the bail hearing, the full-on real bail hearing in front of the real judge. Right. So the previous bail hearing was in front of a, what they call a magistrate judge, and those people only handle bail and warrants and things like that, and they always go for whatever the prosecution wants, it seems like. This judge actually seemed to give it some honest consideration. He asked for the attorneys to file memorandums this week. Today was the deadline for that, and nobody's attorneys have filed that memorandum. It's available through the Pacer system, but more importantly, it's also on Court Listener, which is a way to get it for free.
Oh, nice.
Because you don't want to pay Pacer. There's a cool little system called Recap, which is Pacer spelled backwards. So if you ever use Pacer, you want to make sure you get the Recap plugin for your browser. Then anything you download from Pacer gets automatically uploaded to the Recap archive. And anybody else who goes after that can get that for free instead of having to pay the federal government to access court documents.
In my mind, all that should be free.
It should be. I mean, the taxpayers certainly paid for it.
Like,
but
you've already paid for it once, and then now they're going to charge you to access it?
Yeah, they charge 10 cents a page.
Bunch of leeches.
Okay,
man.
But to be fair to Pacer, they do allow you to have like $15 per quarter or something like that or whatever. It might have actually gone up to 30 at this point. So you do get some amount of freebie access, but the Recap plugin makes it a whole lot better. So make sure you check that out. But I did read, by the way, I was in the first couple hours of the show when I wasn't on, I was looking at the 16-page filing by his attorneys.
Yeah.
It's an excellent filing. You know, I think they've got a very strong argument. Basically, you know, I don't think I can sum it up well quickly, but essentially their argument is that legally nobody should not be detained.
Even
so, they went for the I mean, absolutely. I've been saying that since it all went down.
He has no violent criminal history.
Zero.
He's not a danger to anybody. Even the judge acknowledged that the statements he made over the jail phone were not the judge's main concern.
Well, and something about satisfying the requirements of whatever they were keeping him under, he didn't satisfy the first level of requirements. And so the judge himself even said during his last hearing that you may be being held illegally.
Yeah. So even like before this hearing a week ago, it would have been illegal?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was just wondering if the judge had admitted to that because I wasn't sure if the judge was saying, like, oh, if I...
No, he wants to research it more. He's not going to say in front of an open court that he's wrong about a thing or that he will make a decision on a thing necessarily one way or another. He wants to take his time with it. He took it under advisement. He's asking for memorandums from the counsels on both sides. Those have been delivered now. Surprisingly, the prosecution got theirs done on Wednesday. I figured they'd wait till the last minute, but they actually got theirs done a couple days ago. Today was the day the defense submitted theirs. So now the judge has both of the arguments from both sides, and I would expect, given this judge and how he's behaved previously, I think we're going to have an answer next week.
That soon?
I think we are. He seems to take this stuff pretty seriously. Like, the federal government courts suck. They're slow. They're awful. They take weeks to do anything. But once this guy gets the arguments in front of him, he does move on it. So he's not going to likely take more than a few days, I don't think, I think you're probably going to see a ruling from the judge before next week is over.
I would welcome that.
Yeah. And I'm cautiously optimistic as well, based on what the judge was saying. I think the argument from the defense is very strong here, and the judge is actually looking at it, whereas before it sounded like the judge had already made his mind up. He seems to be at least someone who's willing to listen, which, you know, as far as federal judges are concerned, that's a point in his favor.
My repeated mantra, if you will, throughout this whole ordeal since March 16th took place has been high hopes but low expectations.
Yeah, I think that's really all you can do. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but I've got better hopes now than I did a week ago.
At least
before the hearing.
Yeah.
Before the hearing, I thought it was a done deal.
Yeah, me too.
Because the judge had said in a filing it was already a done deal. He thought the previous judge was right, but he was willing to listen, and he did. And he listened to what the defense's argument was, and he said, you know what, that's interesting. I didn't think of it that way. I want to read more about this. And so they filed their filing on this.
Nice.
So, I know you want to talk about the other story, so I just wanted to get the update on that.
I love getting the updates, particularly new information that hasn't been shared yet out to the listeners who are following the Crypto 6 saga. And, of course, stay tuned to Free Talk Live as things develop. We'll be, of course, updating everybody as they go. So Soylent Green, we know, is... Well, it's a story of people eating people.
Mm.
But from Reason.com, we have adding the human gene boosts crop yields by 50%. So adding the human gene that produces the FTO enzyme, I looked up FTO. It's not an acronym, apparently. I wasn't easily able to find what it means. But the human gene that produces the FTO enzyme to rice and potatoes boosts the yields of those crops by 50%.
Wow.
In field tests. Report a team of researchers associated with the University of Chicago, Peking University, and Guizhou University. Their report on the journal Nature Biotechnology says the modified plants grew significantly larger, produced longer root systems, and were better able to tolerate drought stress.
I support it. I want to talk about it.
603-283-6160. More about Soylent Green coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Internal documents from the CDC show dangers are emerging from the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Evidence shows it's as contagious as chickenpox and may be more dangerous than other versions. Dr. Michael Ryan is with the World Health Organization.
We are fighting the same the same virus, but a virus that's become fitter and better adapted to transmitting amongst us. That's the change.
Ryan says this is a fight that can be won.
Vaccines and all of the other measures still remain hugely effective if applied in a comprehensive, fair, equitable, and rapid manner.
CDC documents that were obtained by the Washington Post are recommending masks for everyone, and requiring vaccine for doctors and other health workers are among the measures that are being considered. In the CDC guidance heading, it said, "The war has changed." This is USA Radio News. Nearly 1 year after the tragic death of 9 military service members at sea, their families have announced they're filing a lawsuit against British Aerospace Systems, the designer of the amphibious assault vehicle in which they drowned. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
Attorneys representing the families of 9 service members killed in an ocean training accident near San Clemente Island last summer announced a lawsuit Thursday against the manufacturer of the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with the men inside. Attorney Eric Dubin.
What you don't accept or brace in your heart is for your kids to die because of defective equipment. For your kids to die because of knowingly defective equipment.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
In Boston, 2 trolleys crashed along Commonwealth Avenue. According to officials, 23 people were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And if you aren't aware, Free Talk Live is now on Odyssey. That's O-D-Y-S-E-E. Not that you need to know how to spell it, but you
do, actually.
Because it's a little misspelled from the regular word. So O-D-Y-S-E-E, Free Talk Live is on it. We've been on Library for years, and Odyssey is the new offering, the new, we'll call it the front end of their system for streaming. And so we've been on Library for years. It's a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And in 2020, Library launched Odyssey to compete with YouTube specifically. And our YouTube channel, of course, has been targeted for takedown. And, you know, we'd like to see our stuff survive on the Internet so that you can go and watch all of the back episodes, the archives. If you remember a topic that's been brought up on Free Talk Live, you should be able to go and type it into some search engine and find the episode where we talked about whatever. And so Odyssey gives us that. So you can find that over at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and please follow our channel there. It'd be great.
Like, subscribe. What's the mantra? The prayer?
Just follow us. Prayer?
Okay.
The same
like,
YouTube.
Comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, that's the one.
Smash that like button.
All right, so we have some calls to get to, but I just want to...
Odyssey has a fire button. Like, oh, yeah. As in, it's fire, like a good kind of fire.
And you can throw slime for, right. like, thumbs
there's,
down. I thought that was funny.
Fire and splat, or slime, or whatever.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, you know, Donald Trump, you're fired.
No. But Donald goodness. Trump would be allowed to on Odyssey, because they don't get to control who goes on Odyssey.
Somebody must control Donald Trump, because he doesn't go on any decentralized social media.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the... You know, the system.
He's right. The swamp.
We'll try and circle back to this article about the human enzyme FTO being injected into crops, yielding more than 50% more.
Amazing.
As a result. But first, let's go to, this is Ukraine 79 calling from Michigan. Ukraine 79, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, smokers, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Hey, so I wanted to talk about property taxes right now.
Hmm.
So currently, I own a home. So there's actually a problem with only owning a home in this situation of inflation where the houses and the housing value is actually increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most owners home would start freaking out and thinking that's a good thing, right? Because you know, they're building equity in their home. However, I'm starting to look at it as a different way, from a different way. As I see my house almost doubling in value over the last 3 years, I'm seeing an increase in property taxes.
Mm. Is it about the same amount? Has your property tax gone up 3x?
Not quite. Michigan actually does have a law that they passed that limits to only increasing household property taxes to a maximum of 2% a year. They've done that because in the past parts of Detroit have been gentrified and people have been completely priced out of their homes.
Right.
So, you know, there's some minor form of relief and regulation as far as you can't increase property taxes too much, but at the same time, you guys will likely agree with me, if you're paying property taxes, you don't own your home.
That's right, yes. Yes, there's a sub-landlord in your home ownership, so even if you pay off your mortgage completely 100%, you still are subjected to, as you say, Ukraine 69, the property tax. And that means the government really owns your property. You never do. Because if you don't pay them that property tax, even though you've paid off the mortgage, they're going to come and take your house.
And I would argue that you don't own your car either if you have to have it registered with for them to not take away your ability to drive it.
Yeah, well, they'll take that car from you, too, if you don't have the papers.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're right to call this out to people's attention because the housing market is very weird right now, and you are correct with inflation going the way it is. You know, we're seeing these housing prices, as you say, values double, triple, depending on the market that you're in, and that means, of course, that the government is coming for more of your money.
Well, there is a positive side to... I'm not going to argue for inflation or anything.
I'm positive
like that,
that it sucks.
But there, yeah, inflation's terrible. Hyperinflation's bad. But if you've got a mortgage, you got a mortgage at the old value of money. And if the value of money is dropping because of inflation, and it is, if let's say the money, you know, you got this $200,000 house, right, when you bought it in, you know, 2005 or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
And now it's a $400,000 house or whatever. Well, you know, if people are making more money due to inflation because, you know, eventually wages will go up and that sort of thing, in theory, you should be able to pay off the mortgage sooner rather than later. And that's ultimately a good thing. So, you know, again, inflation's not good, but there are some benefits if you're holding on to a mortgage.
Ukraine 79, any further thoughts?
Yeah, no, I completely understand. I guess I disagree with the notion that housing and property further is a good investment. I'd much rather see people invest into other things such as, you know, crypto. I think the old school Bitcoin is a good store of value and a decent hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm.
I love Monero. I'm concerned that there's no self, as far as I understand it, there's no self, regulating, control on the amount of Monero mind.
That's true.
So, but I appreciate and I love the privacy aspect of it.
I've heard a lot of people say you shouldn't hold on to your Monero, just like put it into Monero if you want to spend it. That's what I've heard at least. I don't know if you guys agree.
I've got 8 Xeon motherboards mining that that crap. Almost had to dump me there.
Yeah, be careful.
So I've got 8 Xeon motherboards mining that so that I can at least enjoy some, let's just call it onions.
Indeed, yes. Yes. Onions can be very enjoyable, and thank you for the call tonight, Ukraine 79. Whether they're fried onions, whether they're sautéed, whether
he's
they're...
He's referring to, you know, people that don't know, he's referring to the onion as in the onion router or Tor.
Tor?
Yeah, which is an anonymity system for the internet. All of the websites end in .onion, so the Silk Road and its predecessors or antecessors, that which comes after. Yeah. Successors. Thank you, Calvin, is our producers in the background here. They're successors. It's followers. It's copycats. They're all at whatever dot onions. So that's what he's
talking about. I thought he was talking about, like, scallions and shallots and...
Bloomin' onion.
He's referring to the fact that darknet marketplaces are increasingly accepting Monero as a form of payment. And that if you're on a darknet market and you're using Bitcoin for payment, you're in the past and you need to get out of that. It's dangerous.
I agree. And that which has utility has value, right? And so, you know, we saw this with, we'll call it the darknet 1.0, right? And that's kind of like where Bitcoin really got its steam from, right? Where it got going, right? There was an actual practical use case for cryptocurrency to buy and sell goods on the darknet. And so now we see the leading privacy coin, Monero, as, you know, one of these coins that is being, that has that utility now that Bitcoin used to enjoy. So
yeah, and it does, there is a legitimate critique that it doesn't have a maximum supply. People like that Bitcoin has a maximum supply of 21 million. They know that it's not supposed to grow past that point, and so it's got the idea of more scarcity. But I don't think that it's necessarily a huge issue, because Bitcoin's not going to reach that point until like 2140.
The best investment advice I ever heard was invest in things that you use.
Yes.
That have utility. Yeah, so
I don't think there's anything wrong with holding Monero.
Me neither. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the...
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, it is the final segment of this Friday night edition. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I do want to talk just a little bit more about the Soylent Green.
Yeah, I do too.
But first, I want to say thank you to Mike Sylvia. Mike Sylvia is a platinum level amplifier.
State representative here in New Hampshire, Mike Sylvia. A-plus rated Liberty rep. Winner of the, not this year, but in a previous, well, actually, I don't know who won this year, but in a previous year, he was the winner of the, what do they call it? It's like, whoever the best Liberty rep is, like the number one of all 400 state reps.
Whoever voted no on everything.
That's Mike Sylvia. Well, he's a man.
He's a platinum subscriber. That means he gives
$25 a month at least. Could be more. I don't know offhand.
And the Amplifier program, of course, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out all about it over at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Money through the Amplifier program goes exclusively to get Free Talk Live, the radio program you're listening to, onto more radio stations. We're currently on
over 180
or more radio stations. We could be on 200, 250, 300. It's all up to you. There are some perks that you get for being an amplifier. And, of course, again, amp.freetalklive.com is where you find out about all that. Thank you, Mike Sylvia, for your contribution to Free Talk Live. We appreciate you. All right. So this article from Reason talking about the human gene that produces the FTO enzyme when added to potatoes, for example, boosts the crop yield by 50%.
It sounded like you said the FTL enzyme.
FTO. FTO, whatever that means. I did look it up, but it doesn't appear to
So this is genetically modified food.
It is.
This is, you know, another version of this. They've already been doing things like this with, you know, things from animals or whatever to, as I understand it, fish and things like that. They've injected these modifications.
I thought that it was always species for species. Like, they would take something from fish DNA mm-hmm. and inject it into fish to make the fish bigger, not take something from human DNA and inject it into fish to make the fish bigger.
Well, if there's fish DNA in my vegetables, I'm kind of upset. I want to make sure I'm not eating.
Well, there's about to be human DNA. So what does that do to all the vegans and vegetarians?
Makes us upset. Well, I'm not either.
They'll probably,
because
humans are meat.
I suspect that if it's organic, then they won't be doing this. So there's some people that are completely against genetically modified foods.
Yes.
And, you know, I can understand why, because they're, you know, concerned. Maybe they're afraid of what those modifications might do long term. But ultimately, these are things that can, as you pointed out, create greater yields.
Yes.
And people are hungry around the world. Now, look, we're well-fed here in the United States. It's not a problem here, okay? But it's still a problem in a lot of countries, yeah. You know, that people are not well-fed. Yeah. And anything that can make crops hardier, that can defend against insects, that can defend against, you know, I don't know, bad crop yields. Having greater yields right. means more people get fed. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather have more people with food in their bellies than worrying about whether or not this is going to hurt somebody 20, 30, 50, 70 years down the line or whatever.
Well, that sounds like an argument for, like, the vaccine. Like, I'd rather make sure people aren't getting sick. Let's not worry about 20 years from now.
Ooh.
Well, here we're talking about feeding someone.
Well, so we were having
really an option.
We were having this conversation, you know, off air as we do mm-hmm. when the commercial breaks are playing, and there's already enough food on planet Earth to feed everybody.
There is.
So we have, I call it a distribution problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a government problem. If governments would get out of the way and allow people to do things like donate food appropriately and make sure that it goes directly to those in need
and just
instead
trade
of going
with people,
through, right.
We probably wouldn't need to donate right. if governments were out of the way. It's like the mm-hmm. iPencil story. Everybody would just be trading with who they needed to trade with, and it would probably work out perfectly.
Yes. So I agree with you with the caveat, Ian, that until governments get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, even with governments out of the way, because the farmers want higher yield. You know, if you got a 50% higher yield, you're getting that out of the same amount of farmland.
Yep.
And that means that you can bring in more revenue to your farm, which isn't not an easy business to be in anytime. I mean, it's certainly, I'm not an expert on this. Obviously, things like, you know, equipment have made farming more effective and made it better, but you know, you're still facing droughts, you're still facing bad weather, you're still facing locusts and pests or whatever.
I wonder what this will do for crop growing in outer space.
Well, I mean, we're a ways away from that, but that's probably could happen.
I mean, the
someday.
Space station already has, you know, sort of crop experiments going on. You know, they're of course experimenting with growing plants and food and producing oxygen and that kind of stuff on the space station. Every time they send a shuttle up and all that kind of stuff, these experiments are going on. I did want to just say this says in humans the FTO enzyme erases certain markers that regulate the production of proteins associated with cellular growth. In plants, the FTO enzyme similarly erases markers that inhibit their growth. So that's why when this human
it's taking off
enzyme,
the reins.
It's basically going, hey, grow a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it. We've been manipulating our food for a long time. I mean, everything. A lot of the apples that you go in, you look at the grocery store and the produce department. There's a ton of different apples, right? Like that's because humans are messing with nature, and ultimately it gives us more options, more choice, and of course those who want to can still pay twice as much and get, you know, the organic version, which you know is not going to be as modified.
Well, the researchers also think that this discovery will lead to finding out how to boost yields by modifying the plant's own genes that inhibit growth. So since they found this discovery, you know, this they believe at this point will allow them to perhaps modify the plants themselves without injecting
the human side of it
into the plant to make it go fat, go bigger or whatever, make it the XZ model. Right?
That's cool.
Well, I don't think it should be, like, illegal at all, but I definitely want to know if I'm eating a vegetable that has plant genes in it.
You mean human genes?
Or, I mean, human genes in it, sorry. So if,
or a human with plant genes in it. I would certainly want that human to be labeled appropriately.
Oh, my goodness.
Soylent Green? Any? Oh, okay.
I've never seen it.
No, I mean, I just know
it. Is that
what
the name
is,
of the movie? Soylent Green is the name?
The movie and the book.
Oh, okay. Yes. No, I've never heard of that.
Yes. That's
it's old. Was it 70s?
I'm old, so, you know, it stands to reason.
There's a Powerpuff Girls episode where
before my time.
The vegetables all come to life. I don't know. That's what it's reminding me of.
My name is Bob, and I'm a tomato.
There's a show about that.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, God.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales, mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. My name is Bob, and I'm a tomato, and we're here to help you out. It sounds like something the government would say. We're from the government, and we're here to help you out.
I'm part tomato.
So I wonder, you know, these scientists are just sitting around, right? Who decided that it would be a good idea to take some human DNA and inject it into a plant?
Dude.
Like,
what if?
Yeah, like, were they sitting around smoking a big fatty? Or like, dude, I'm going to inject some human DNA into this potato, man.
I don't know, but I'm grateful that people are thinking up new ideas and trying new things, and I think that's ultimately what it's going to take to help people.
Another thing it reminds me of is Lady Gaga came out with a perfume in, like, 2009 or 10 or something, and supposedly it had male productive genes in it.
Pheromones or whatever, right? Isn't that what they
it was actually
it?
Not the pheromones. Not the it was supposed to be something that mimicked the cell that males in like have inside of their sperm.
Wow. And okay. So the idea was they think that the ladies can smell that or the other.
I think it
whatever.
Was just Lady Gaga is crazy. And that was a really good smelling perfume, though. So
I mean, she does have Gaga in her name. She doesn't really define it. So, you know, I guess Gaga could mean crazy.
I guess.
We've got like a minute. I don't have any poems or stories to kill a minute.
But I got a Powerpuff Girl and a VeggieTales.
If you need news, I got news, Captain. Actually, we were talking about Monero, weren't we? So I actually looked it up. The question we were asking, I don't know if it was on the air or not, but we were talking about how Bitcoin has a halving, and eventually it's going to just stop coming out.
It'll be 21 million.
Yeah, it'll be 21 million, and the amount mined cuts in half, and it cuts in half over a series of years. And so my question was, well, does Monero have a halving? And no, it doesn't. What it does have is a particular point at which should be reached in May of 2022, right around the time of our suspected trial, where they're going to call it the tail emission phase. So right now, roughly, 1.73 Monero is reached every block, which is once every 2 minutes with Monero.
Okay.
And so that's what the miners get, is 1.73. At May of 2022, when they hit tail emission, it will then go down to 0.6 Monero. So it's 0.6 of a Monero will be mined every block forever.
Has Bitcoin hit a halving?
Bitcoin is halving every few years, so it'll be halving again in another couple
We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Visit us at freetalklive.com for the archives. Thanks and peace.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.